Track 11, The Queen's Arms. Wet your whistle and sometimes your feet too. The Queen's Hotel, as it was known then, was a terminus for the electric tram, which opened in 1903. 4 miles of track weaved its way past the mills between Old Glossop and the Palatine in Hadfield. The last tram ran on Christmas Eve in 1927. We can't be sure how many times the tram was delayed by surface water, but this area has seen its fair share of flooding over the years.
It must be the most flooded building in Glossop, the Queen's.
2001,
yeah, there was a bad one then when cars were swept through Manor Park from the bottom of Wesley Street. It's flooded over 50 years, 10 times.
When Heaney lived at Hawkshead House in 1944, there was a bad flood, and his grand piano ended up in Glossop.
Yeah.
The flood came through it.
The annual Wakes event also ran along Manor Park Road. Coconut shies and other stalls lined the streets. Every house was open and people were welcome to pop inside. The festivities ran on late into the night, giving the event its other name, the Wild Weekend. Follow the road around to the left and look out for two more lamppost plaques just beyond the bridge. Continue along Manor Park Road to reach the gated entrance to Manor Park. Here you will find one last lamppost plaque, and we'll hear from Miss Bennett one final time.